Strategy sells 32 Bitcoin for 2.5 millers. Its first disclosed sale Strategy, the corporate Bitcoin treasury run by Michael Saylor, sold 32 BTC for roughly $2.5 million in late May, according to a regulatory filing reported on June 1, 2026. For most balance sheets, the amount would not register. For this one, a sale of any size is the headline because the company has spent 5 years telling investors it does not sell. The disclosure circulated quickly. A Watcher Guru post on the filing drew more than 35,000 views and 260 replies within minutes, and Bitcoin Magazine, CoinGecko, and Cointelegraph each flagged the same number. 32 coins, about $2.5 million, late May. A treasury built on not-selling Strategy holds well over 600,000 BTC accumulated since 2020, and Saylor has repeatedly framed the position as permanent capital rather than a trade. The public messaging has been blunt. The company buys Bitcoin and holds it. That consistency is part of why the equity trades at a premium to the underlying coins, and why even a 32 BTC sale gets attention out of proportion to its dollar value. The sale works out to an average of roughly $78,000 per coin, above where Bitcoin trades now. As of June 1, 2026, BTC sits at $71,971, down 2.5% over 24 hours and 6.9% on the week, with the fear and greed index at 32, in fear territory. Selling a sliver near $78,000 into a market that has since slipped is not the behavior of a forced seller, which makes the motive the open question. The STRC yield question resurfaces. The timing connects to a thread SpendNode has tracked for weeks. Saylor recently floated the idea of selling Bitcoin to fund STRC's yield obligations, the perpetual preferred instrument that carries an 11.5% payout. Days later, STRC slipped below $99 as investor attention rotated toward rival treasury vehicles. A small disclosed coin sale now reads less like a one-off and more like the first concrete data point on how Strategy intends to service those payments without diluting common shareholders through equity raises alone. The filing itself does not state a reason, so the link is inference rather than confirmation. It could be a routine operational sale, a tax-related disposal, or a test of the mechanism. The company has not published a rationale, and readers should weigh the STRC connection as analysis, not established fact. Small number, large signal, a 32 BTC sale changes nothing about Strategy's solvency or its Bitcoin thesis on its own. The position remains one of the largest on any corporate balance sheet, and 32 coins is a rounding error against it. The market reaction is about precedent, not magnitude. Once a treasury that pledged never to sell sells once, every future filing gets read for the next disposal, and the premium that rests on the never-sell narrative becomes a little harder to defend. That matters beyond one stock. Strategy's accumulation has been one of the steadiest demand stories in the market, often cited alongside spot ETF flows as evidence of durable institutional appetite. With Bitcoin ETF year-to-date flows turning negative, for the first time in 2026 after a near 3B 10-day bleed, a sale signal from the most visible corporate holder lands in an already soft tape. For people in the United States and elsewhere who hold Bitcoin and spend against it through crypto cards, the relevant read is sentiment. The two pillars of the bull case, ETF inflows and corporate accumulation, are both showing cracks in the same week. None of this forces a conclusion about price. It does remove a talking point. Strategy never sells was a clean line for 5 years. The filing replaced it with Strategy sold 32 coins in late May, and the next filing will be read against that.